Guys.
Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
BJ and Jamie.
Let's get to the elephants. And, all right, that's a great seg there, Jamie.
Yeah.
The emus to the elephants. As you know, there's been a big story out of LA about these elephants that Cher just absolutely loves.
Billy and
these.
Tina.
Who?
Billy and Tina.
Is that actually their names?
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Billy and Tina.
Yeah.
And they shipped them out of California into Tulsa just a couple of days ago.
Yeah, in the middle of the night.
I wonder why they did it in the middle of the night.
So, because everybody was protesting, and they had to get it out of there.
Yeah.
They had to get them out of there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So had to sneak them out of town.
Yep.
Across state lines, I guess. All right, so this is going on at the Renaissance Festival. I guess they have elephants. I've never been down there, so I didn't know this. The people that supply the elephants, the company's name is Trunks and Humps.
Trunks and Humps?
Uh-huh.
Yep. Okay.
Sounds like a hot weekend, doesn't it?
It really does.
Little Trunks and Humps.
Yep.
Yeah. Trunks and Humps has been supplying the elephants, and there's some people here in town that are fed up with it.
Well, you've seen it there, like at the festival. If you've been to it in the past, people are able to ride and interact with the elephants, and some people just aren't happy about that. It's actually called the Elephant Experience at the Ren Festival, and they're actually facing intense opposition, with DU's Animal Law Clinic claiming the exhibit violates state law here in Colorado. So they sent a letter to the Colorado Parks and Wildlife threatening legal action if a permit is issued to the company Trunks and Humps. The group cites the Traveling Animal Protection Act passed in 2021 as the basis for their claim. The owner of Trunks and Humps, Bill Swain, has not yet commented or responded to us.
The law was passed in 2021, and Trunks and Humps has been flagrantly violating this law ever since then, and Colorado Parks and Wildlife refuses to do anything about that.
For now, live in Denver, Courtney from Fox.
There you go.
Oh, yeah.
There's the full report, Jamie. Trunks and Humps has been violating the law, according to them, and they shouldn't have those elephants. I don't think I'd ride an elephant.
I have.
You have?
Yeah.
Was it a great experience?
They're tall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's kind of scary because I was like in a cage.
Yeah.
Like, it's surrounded, so I didn't fall off, but it was a little scary.
Yeah. They're tall. And you know, we've seen too many of the videos where they go rogue.
Yeah.
And you're on top of the elephant going like, this could happen. This thing could get mad and kill everybody, and I'd be on the top of it.
That's exactly how I feel about it, because elephants seem to have this personality that they can just flip on a dime.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
They're bipolar.
Kind of like a wife, you know?
Exactly.
They can flip on a dime, and before you know it, you're in good graces with an elephant, and then you're on its bad side.
And you don't
kinda
even
like
know,
a wife.
And you don't even know what you did wrong.
No. Kind of like a wife.
We got it.
Isn't it great that we have our own elephant controversy, though?
Yeah, right.
I mean, California, up yours, pal.
Yeah, we've upstaged it.
We've got one, too.
That is crazy. I don't think that they belong there. I'm sure it's really scary. Right? Like all those people. And you're
what else he got to do, though? What else does the elephant have to do? He's going to what? Stand in a pool somewhere and just splash his back?
Well, that's what they were saying about the LA Zoo, is that the confinement, they're so bored. They just walk and they made this path, you know, like a motorcycle track, just in a circle. That's all they're doing is just walking in a circle.
Yeah.
Because they're so bored. So maybe you're right.
Yeah.
Maybe it's something else to do.
And not only that, who comes up with the idea to start Trunks and Humps where you're out trafficking elephants?
Right? Yeah, where do they keep them?
Yeah. Well, what the hell's that all about?
In their backyard?
Can you call Trunks and Humps and order any kind of animal? Let's say I need an orangutan today.
For a birthday party?
Yeah.
Well, there are those traveling, you know, pet things that come to your house for birthday parties.
They do?
Yeah.
I know you can get ponies.
Yeah, I had a ponies. I had three ponies for my son's birthday party. It was the saddest thing, you guys. They were little Shetland ponies, and it was his, fourth birthday party, and they put them on there, and they walked them down the sidewalk, and they brought them back. The lady did. Oh, my God.
You are no different than the Renaissance Festival.
I really am.
You're
trafficking
ponies.
Little ponies. What else do they have to do?
Exactly. That's what I'm thinking. This is a gig for the elephants. You know? I mean, what are you going to do? Just stick them in retirement forever?
Yeah,
no. Let them work a little bit, man. Do the Renaissance Festival. What the hell? Right?
Maybe you should make it your...
Very passionate.
I see that. Maybe you should make it your thing to try and go the Renaissance, take your son this year.
I bet you he would love it.
He would love it.
Yeah, I think I might do that. I'd like to see some jousting.
Well, yeah,
they have that, right?
They sure do.
Big long pole.
Yeah,
they do knock each other off.
At least in Kansas City, they do little shows everywhere.
Yeah,
like throughout the crowd and stuff.
They have them every couple hours. They're like scheduled. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay. All right. I might make that appearance then.
No, you're not going to go, are you?
No. Haven't been in 22 years. What are you talking about?
Exactly.
But I can say it on the air.
Right.
What the hell? Oh, I'll be there. I'll see you there, folks.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.